Good morning. I'm Eva Snyder.
I'm Avery Birdie.
And I'm Joey Dorning. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
On to state. Garrigan senior Gavin Swift has qualified to run at the state cross-country meet. He finished the race at the district meet in Manly with a time of 17 minutes, 27.9 seconds, edging out runners from Manson, Northwest Webster, St. Edmund, and North Union to take 8th place overall. The top 10 runners qualify for state, and we're proud to say Gavin made the cut.
The boys' Class 1A race will be Friday morning at 11:15. State cross country is run at Lakeside Golf Course in Kennedy Park, just north of the Fort Dodge Airport. Gavin's time is right in the middle of the qualifiers from 8 sites around the state. We wish him all the best as he runs at state next Friday. Good luck, Gavin.
Today, 4 Garrigan students are over in Lamar's, where they're auditioning for the All-State Choir. Isabella Wachter, Lauren Swift, Benji Trainer, and Nate Bronk. Of this group, Benji is an All-State veteran, having been selected 2 years ago when he was a freshman. However, the All-State concert was canceled in 2020 due to COVID, so this is the first time he would be able to show off his talents at state.
Students have been preparing a wide variety of songs. These include psalms that are sung in Hebrew and German, a Hindustani song called Tujarana, traditional versions of America the Beautiful, and Battle Hymn of the Republic, and pieces entitled Crucifixion and Mask of Angels. There's also a secret piece that will be handed out today, which the auditioners will have to sing without preparation.
Lamar's is one of 6 sites around the state where All-State auditions are being held. Around 400 vocalists will be at the Northwest Iowa audition site, representing schools of all sizes. Students audition individually, and the top singers will be called back for further evaluation. Only 25 students in each vocal range will be accepted for All-State.
Also today is the District DECA competition. DECA is a nationwide organization that prepares future leaders and entrepreneurs for a wide range of business-related careers. Bishop Garrigan is one of the smallest schools to have a DECA program, and the group has been very successful. Today, they're going to Gilbert to compete with presentations in many different fields.
Thad Kolash and Sam Gredeman are competing in sports and entertainment management. Violet Bodie and Ella Schaaf are an entrepreneurship team, and so are Brendan Plath and Avery Lichter. There are also 2 travel and tourism teams. One features Daniel Meiss and Ava Huff, and the other has Reese Kemna and Emmy Bartolo.
There are several individual competitors, too. In Principles of Business Management, Sasha Alish, Ava Rother, and Zoe Montag will be competing. Haley Nemers and Zach Warren are entered in Restaurant and Food Service Management. Haley Reitzel and Molly Peterson are in Apparel and Accessories Marketing, and Aubrey Meyer and Brooke Ludwig are part of the Human Resource Management Competition. Good luck at District DECA.
Last weekend, Bishop Garrigan began the Quiz Bowl season by hosting their 32nd Invitational Tournament. It was a very good day for the Bears. After preliminary competition, 4 of Garrigan's 5 teams were among the top 16 that advanced to playoffs. The team of Avery Birdie, Eva Snyder, Gavin Swift, and Garrett Hying did especially well, finishing in 4th place overall. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl!
There's more Quiz Bowl action coming up. Just 2 weeks from now, Bishop Garrigan will host the Top of Iowa Conference Tournament, and the Bears are hoping to win back the traveling trophy for conference champions. On November 12th, they'll be playing at Algona High, and there's a tournament down in Waukee November 19th. At the end of November, the Bears will compete in the online Knowledge Master Contest. Good luck in the coming tournaments, Quiz Bowl.
The Golden Bear volleyball team was both busy and successful this past week. They began regional playoffs on Monday by breezing past Harris Lake Park in 3 straight sets. Their match against George Little Rock on Wednesday was tougher, but the Bears rallied to beat the Mustangs in 5. Bishop Garrigan now advances to the regional semifinal. They'll be traveling on Monday for a rematch with number 6 ranked Newell Fonda. It will be a tough match, but we know the Bears will give it everything they've got. Good luck, volleyball.
Just 2 weeks from now, the Garrigan Drama and Music Departments will present the 2022 fall musical, The Wizard of Oz. You can see Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and of course, Toto. The dates are November 4th and 5th. Tickets are just $10 for adults, and they're included for free with a membership in DARTS, the organization that supports fine arts activities at BGHS.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Andrew Fogarty. Here to tell you about him is Drew Casey.
Drew Fogarty keeps busy all year long as part of the football, basketball, track, and baseball teams. When he's not in class or on the field, you just might catch him juggling. Next year, Drew is looking at attending DMAC, and he'd like a career as an electrician. We wish Drew all the best, both this year and in the future.
Thanks, Drew. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's All-State Music Auditions today over in Lamar's. Also today, the DECA team is at District Contest down in Gilbert.
The second quarter of the school year begins on Monday. The regional volleyball semifinals will be Monday night, with the Bears playing at Newell Fonda.
We'll have Mass Tuesday morning, and there's a swim meet in Carroll that night. The volleyball regional championship is Wednesday night, and the state cross-country meet is Friday in Fort Dodge.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.